You've been at the helm of the Fargo Police Department a couple of days, but you're not a stranger to Fargo PD. Tell me a little bit about your background and our listeners about your background and where you've come to this point.
Yes, absolutely. So I actually got my start in the Red River Valley Dispatch Center. So many years ago, they were looking for dispatchers, and I thought that was a way to get my foot in the door. So that was a really great experience. In fact, I still encourage people to go up to the dispatch center to see the absolute wonderful work that they do up there, because they are inundated with calls and decisions in a very short period of time. So that was the start for me. Spent some time in the patrol division, and then worked my way through a number of different assignments. Probably one of my favorite assignments was in the training division, getting to lead the police academy and or just training other officers and getting to train other officers throughout the state. That was a lot of fun for me. I got to learn a lot from them, probably more than I was able to teach them, but that was a lot of fun for me. Then pursued some promotions along the way and spent just over 9 years on the Red River Valley SWAT team, where I was able to make a lot of really good relationships with other agencies and their members, being that it's a combined SWAT team. So that was really good for me, not only personally but professionally. The next step in my career was I ended up on the administrative side of things, learning a little bit, maybe more than I ever even wanted to know about the budgeting process and how city government works with purchasing and those types of things. So that was certainly very, very interesting. And I probably know more about fleet and squad cars than I ever would want to know. But it's all part of the big machine and how we keep things moving and get our men and women out and about throughout the city. So after my time in the kind of the administrative division, that was when Chief Cebulski came in and there was an opportunity to take a promotional exam. And he selected me as his assistant chief, which was also very eye-opening as I started to oversee multiple divisions at one time. And trying to navigate through all those things while still keeping in mind all of our civilian and sworn members and all of their individual needs as it relates to the day-to-day operations. Because as you can imagine, everybody's looking at it from a different lens and a perspective. So just trying to make sure we can, share information and whatnot. So I've really enjoyed my time. It's been just coming up here just over 25 years. Fargo PD has always been my home, and we've accomplished a lot here. I've had a lot of opportunities provided to me, and it's done well by me and my family. So certainly really proud and honored to have the privilege of being the interim chief here right now and kind of the path that has gotten me here.
And now on Monday at the Fargo City Commission meeting, you were appointed the interim chief of the Fargo Police Department. I know that when Chief Cebulski announced his retirement, he said that he had full confidence in you. What does it mean for you to be named the interim chief and to take this department through a new season more so for the department?
What an honor. What an honor to be bestowed upon me by the commissioners, to know that I've got their vote of confidence, to hear Chief Cebulski say that, to have his vote of confidence as well. I've had the other chiefs and sheriffs locally reach out with their support. Sheriff Johnner is very supportive. Chief Helmick over in Moorhead, very supportive. Chief Nielsen, also supportive. So having those partners in all of this, because that's what it takes, it takes all of us. We've got a large community with a lot of complex issues. So to have that support from our elected officials and from other department members, city leaders, and the other local and area law enforcement chiefs and sheriffs and just their staff, what an honor. Just absolutely what an honor.
Is there anything as you serve in this interim that you plan to change or to look at, or is it pretty much just leading this team through this phase? What kind of is your role here in shaping the future of this department?
That's a really tricky question, Chris. When you think about it, I do have certainly have some ideas, and I think our staff understand where I stand. Being a long-term member here, they know where I stand on some of the things that are day-to-day operational things that they may want to see changed or whatnot. But it's also a little bit difficult because until somebody is fully seated as the chief of police, you don't want to make too many big changes or anything, because then, ultimately, if it does end up being another chief that gets put in place, I don't want to have our staff members go through all that change and then go through another abrupt change with new leadership. So I'm trying to be intentional with the next 30, 60, 90 days or a few months as it goes along. So right now I'm just spending a lot of time listening. I'm going to meet with all the staff individually and in their work groups and just listen, ask them questions about, what is it that I need to know right now that maybe I hadn't had the opportunity to hear before, but, what will our strategy be? So I certainly won't be sitting idly by during this interim time, but I'll be very intentional and make sure that we aren't making abrupt decisions before we fully seat the new police chief.
Obviously, you've got some time to think about it, but is there any aspirations of running for this job full time?
Absolutely. That, like I said, this is my home. This is these people are our family. We've spent a lot of time together. We've had a lot of professional successes, and we've had a lot of a handful of dark times as well. And we've worked through those things together. So this is family. This is my home. So I will be putting in to be the next police chief, and then the rest will be up to the process and then the selection committee.
What's your message to the greater Fargo community during this interim time about the Fargo Police Department and about your leadership role?
Well, the message to the community is this: I'm a genuine person, and I certainly work well with the other agencies and work well with the community members. So that collaboration is what you're going to see a lot of, with the other chiefs and sheriffs, the other community groups, the civic groups, our downtown groups, the elected officials. You're going to see me doing a lot of listening and figuring out how we can take that information and turn it into action.
Anything else, Travis, you want the community to know about the Fargo Police Department, what you guys are doing? Obviously, with a lot of things going on in Fargo, your team is busy on the streets and busy in the community. But is there anything you want your community to know about the Fargo Police Department, whether it's ways to get engaged or become involved in what you guys do?
There's a number of things that we've got going on, but one of my favorites right now that seems to be gaining a little bit of traction is the community meetings. So it's our opportunity when we're in, we call them beats, but when we're in your area of town, that's your opportunity to meet with our staff and engage with them, maybe learn a little bit about some of the statistics or, crime trends and what you can do to help us prevent that, because ultimately, we only have a certain amount of sworn staff per capita, but if we have everybody in the community engaged in our crime prevention efforts and things of that nature, boy, we're a tough team to beat then, because we're definitely then Team Fargo.
Travis Stefanowicz joining me here. Travis, thanks so much for your time this afternoon, and best of luck to you and the men and women of the Fargo Police Department.
Well, I appreciate that, Chris, and just so that everybody knows that with no matter who takes the helm here at the Fargo Police Department, you're in good hands with our organization.
Travis Stefanowicz, our guest. Thanks, sir.
Thank you.